Minecraft has plenty of glitches. However, no one's really used these glitches to make traps. And that's where I come in, because today, I made three OP traps that use glitches. The first trap uses ghost blocks, which turns an impossible jump into a possible jump, which tricks enemies into thinking they can do the same. But the second trap is even crazier. The second trap makes an incredibly easy jump impossible, because once you try and attempt it, a bed seemingly appears out of nowhere, causing you to fall. And for the last trap, I'm going to abuse a different form of ghost block and trap Dr. Donut. I'll explain more later in the video because honestly, it's super complicated. Without further ado, let's get into the first trap. This is an impossible jump. However, if you drop an item and offhand it at the exact same time, then go into your inventory, click on the offhand item, and then press E, you get a stack of ghost blocks. These blocks just appear for a second, but you can still jump on them, meaning this jump is now possible. But how am I going to trap people? Well, you see this natural area with a bunch of these boulder-looking things? Let me just add some boulders real quick. Okay, so look at this. We've got a sequence of jumps. But now if I just add some slabs on top of this boulder, it almost looks natural. It almost looks like it's the exact same height as this boulder. So when you go for it, you fall, right? Let's just add some dripstone, and now look. So I can just do this. Oh, shit. Okay, guys, it's kind of hard, but basically I can just do that. There we go. And yeah, I make the jump, and hopefully they'll see me do that, and they'll be like, oh, I don't even think he placed the block, and they're just gonna, you know, they're just gonna die. But would this actually work? Well, there's only one way to find out. I hopped into a game of Hoplite, and let's see how it goes. I found a good spot for the trap, but I had to terraform it a bit. I need a higher boulder. Yeah. I'm just gonna heighten this up a little bit. Alright, and then I just get one right here. Alright, perfect. So I dug down the dripstone pit, headed up the surface, and it was time to bait players.
Alright. Trap is done. Let me uncover this bitch. Beautiful. And there's two people right here. There are two people. Being live, crack the knot. That's like two nicknames. I don't know who's who. Alright, I'm just gonna run from this guy. Maybe he goes after me.
Yeah, let's see if you got that guy with it.
Slipping up. Fight him a bit. Okay, he kinda hurts. I'm gonna run it. He just ran around it completely.
Hello there!
Being live is here.
Since Cracknot saw the trap, I had to kill him before he would grief it.
I think I'm going to try and kill Cracknot and trap the other guy. He's dead. I'm stealing his shit. I'm out of here.
He has a fire sword.
I know. I'm messing up. He's going to want to kill me now that I stole all his shit.
Nice.
I ran it. I got him!
Woo! Nice.
Oh my god. Yeah. Okay. I got this. I got his shit.
Unfortunately, he didn't have much, so I'd have to go trap some more people if I wanted to win.
Like you walk over the cave and go into the stones there?
Really yeah. No, oh, there's a guy pulling up. I'm just gonna pretend to craft.
Like the lion, though, right?
Yeah.
Hit him once, right?
I think he's trying to trap me.
Okay.
I'm trying to act bad, but I think he's trapping. Okay. I'm just gonna start running. Oh my god, this guy right here.
Oh no.
This is perfect.
Oh my god.
This is perfect. Hopefully he'll go for me.
These kids are so
This guy's so obviously trapping though. The Yariz guy. I might pearl on your Riz and kill him. I'm gonna do that. Yeah, I killed him. Now this guy comes for me. Yep, I'm low. He's gonna chase me hard. I'm gonna hold out the gap, so he's gonna hopefully try and, like, you know, he thinks I'm about to gap. Okay, this is perfect.
Don't forget about the jump.
Yeah. Nice! Holy shit! That was a perfect bait! Oh my god, that was so good! That was so good, bro. I was on half a heart. Or I was on like one heart.
That was all or nothing, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Thank fuck. That was a perfect bait. Oh my god, I'm the master baiter. As I headed up to surface, I noticed that there was a guy lingering around my trap, so I tried to bait him.
Coming I think through. He knows.
No, I'm running.
Okay, just
no, he knows.
He's
over there. Six cards.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill him. Drop here.
Water.
Oh, that's mine. Now, before we learn how the bed trap works, I have to tell you about some of the rarest capes in Minecraft. I'm sure you've heard of Minecon capes, some being sold for up to $3,000. Well, this is the Minecraft experience cape. And just like the Minecons, you're only able to get it for a limited time. As it stands today, there are only 15,000 of them. This cape isn't just a product, it's an investment, since exclusive capes go up in value over time. If you want to get one for yourself, check out mccapes.net. It's the most secure website to buy your experience cape, as well as many others. And on top of that, we're giving away 5 discount codes hidden throughout this video. This is what a code looks like, and a 6th one is being given away to someone at random once you join the MC Capes Discord. So make sure you check out mccapes.net for your new capes today. Their links are in the description, and make sure you check their Discord out. This is an easy jump. Or is it? Well, let's take a look at what happens when I try and do the jump myself, because it's not as easy as it seems. Ready? Here we go, and I'm dead. Did you see the trap? Didn't think so. In case you didn't notice, there's actually string right here. And my teammate, Shadow, is under here with a bed. So as soon as I try and jump, bed. And then I just die. And the reason this works is because of how string works. You see, string is only 2 pixels wide, but it's actually 0 pixels tall. Because string is 0 pixels tall, it actually just completely disappears when you walk far away from it, and it only reappears when you're close, which makes this trap super good. So I teamed up with some of my friends, and let's see how many people we can get.
Look at this. This is like a fake here, and then this is the real one.
Yeah. Honestly, get rid of this leaf. Right, yeah. Higher, yeah. Oops.
So like that. Okay, now you dig this down. Wow. See, I think.
Who has
okay,
strength?
Well, oh, wait, do you want to give me the exact waypoint, Shadow?
Oh, these are our,
No, not. It's fine. It's better. That way it's hidden. With the trap finished, we headed up to bait players. Here we go. I got a team of 2 on me.
If you, like, oh, if you're really close and try to buffer, it won't hit them. That's
here we go. Here we go. I'm getting shit on. You ready? Nice! Nice, you got him. Oh my god, he's looting so slowly. Here we go, he's spreading me out. Okay, now I run.
No way, I'm gonna kill him while on 13, no way.
Here we go. Yeah, he's coming. You ready? Nice! Oh my god, yeah, this guy. He's about to die. Yeah, I'm gonna steal all the loot. I stole the loot. Now I go.
I'm at the...
Here we go, get ready. Get ready to get this guy.
It's fine.
Okay, maybe not. Wait, you ready? Nice, got him! Nice! Unfortunately, this guy saw the trap, so I had to hit him with the backup 5x1 flat ground. Oh my god.
Wait, he like, it was like, some teammate minded or something.
Nice, you got
he
it!
Like went to the side.
You got him, nice.
I see someone else.
Oh, he's coming, he sees that I'm low, he sees that I'm low.
Alright, I'm on bed pull.
Get ready, yeah, I'm gonna get this guy with bed. Just get ready
Parker,
to drip drop.
Did you F5 for this, Parker, or no?
You ready?
No, I just watched, I tracked you, and I just timed it.
Okay. He's about to fight. Oh my god. Nice! Okay. With all of those trap kills, it was super easy to get the win.
I'm only human. I've made mistakes. Don't put the blame on me.
Can you say hi to my subscribers?
Hola. Hi, 5 subscribers.
Thank you.
Yay.
Even though we won, this trap was so good I had to run it again. But this time, I wanted to place the beds to see what it was like.
It is.
Alright. Well, you guys ready? Okay, you guys ready? Should we block this one behind you as well? Group these guys.
I got him!
I got him! I got one!
Okay, I'm coming to help.
Wait, uncover it.
It's uncovered.
Yeah. Oh my god! I gotta go loot. I gotta go get. Ben! Nice!
I'm dead. Oh my god, I lived.
He's dead. Let's see if he'll run into the buffer dish.
He's chicken.
Oh my god. You ready? You gotta do a 90 degree angle.
I'm heading for you.
Okay, go. I got him! Oh my nice. God!
Good.
I got another one ready. Cool. My god, oh my god. Big group, big clump.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
I got one!
Nice. Okay, well, I have 10 guys on me.
I'm on
1 HP, bro.
Do it.
Oh, no, they see it from this angle.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Nah. That's a trap, by the way. I got him! I got KK Gamer!
Nice!
Well, we're 3-for-3 with this fucking trap. I'm gonna trap Dr. Donut with ghost blocks. These are ghost blocks. They don't actually exist, because if I right-click them, they just disappear. And you'll notice that there's actually a trap right behind them, because I'm going to get Dr. Donut to Ender Pearl through the ghost blocks and into the trap. Here's how they work. Basically, this machine down here makes ghost blocks. These stone blocks are actually concrete blocks. It's really weird how it works. With this mechanism, all I got to do is place some rails right here. And as you can see, the target slowly starts getting moved up. So now we've got another set of ghost blocks. And yeah, these just are completely fake. You can actually run into them. You can't run through them, but you can pearl through them like that. So you may be asking, how am I going to get Dr. Donut to pearl into this target? Well, my friends, social manipulation. Here's how it works. I have a bunch of random tasks here, and I'm going to tell Dr. Donut that performing one of these tasks will crash his game. However, that's complete bullshit. None of these tasks will crash his game. Some of them seem like they might crash your game, like renaming a shulker box to this, which is the script that they use for crates on his server, or something like this, where you flick the lever, causing the armor stance to bounce on the slime block.
I think this one will crash my game.
Well, then do all the other 4 and you get 50 mil. But yeah, all of it is complete bullshit. And one of the bullshit tasks is go into swim mode and throw a pearl through the waterfall and hit the target. And as you guys know, the target is completely fake. The pearl will go straight through and he will be dead. Hopefully this is gonna work. And to ensure that it does, I'm gonna test it on some small streamers and YouTubers before we move on to Dr. Donut. I have a little game, okay? There are 5 tasks behind you, except one of them is going to crash your game. It'll either crash you or kick you from the server. So if you can do 4 out of 5 of the actions and not crash your game, I'll pay you a million. So I'm going to go over each activity for you, all right? And you're going to figure out which one you think would crash your game, and you're not going to do that one. But you're going to do all the others.
I want to try this one first if I can.
Okay.
Can I try this one?
Yeah. Will his game crash? Okay. 1 out of 5. Good job. This is bullshit. There's no crash here.
My chat say number 3 because of chunk ban. I feel that's just going to be laggy. Do 2. All right, we'll do 2. How do I do this one?
Go here.
Oh, shit.
And you pearl.
The target?
You have to go through the water, though. He's doing it.
No way.
Yo, get fucked, get fucked, get fucked, get fucked.
Remember, four of these are safe. One of them will crash your game, and it is your job to figure out which one. So you can go ahead and start performing whichever tasks you think are safe. Good luck, Jetism.
Yeah.
Good job. That's one out of five.
I'm just saying they're harmless, I think. You know, they're just entities, you know?
Yeah, go for it. Good job! That did not crash your game. That's two out of five. Okay, now push it in. All right! Between, all you gotta do is grow some bamboo, and you win. Or you can do the enderpearl one.
Oh, all right. Guess it's bamboo.
Yeah, you got it. Damn, yeah, so the enderpearl one does crash your game. I got you with the 2 mil. I'm a man of my word. Would you like to crash your game anyway? Yeah, you can crash your game anyway. You gotta go swim mode. Go swim mode. You go swim mode here.
You can't be that bad. Like, just hit that thing.
No, yeah.
Yo, okay, so this did not crash my game. Yo, stop.
Where you at? He's dead.
He's dead. He wasn't buying.
Yo, hello. Today we've got a Minecraft intuition test. There are five little machines I made out there, and one of these machines will crash your game. It is your job to try and find the four that will not crash your game.
Okay. Yeah, this is definitely not crashing my game.
You gotta do one more.
Well, now I'm kind of scared to grow this to the top.
Yeah, you can, you know, you've got, okay. This one is safe. This one is safe. All right, what else we got?
Renaming a hopper to hopper with minecart is definitely not going to crash.
Minecart with hopper.
Just had to make sure I spelt it right.
All right, good. What?
Yo,
what are the odds of that?
Didn't even work, bro.
There you go. Now push it through.
It's not going to crash.
Oh. Yeah.
This one.
All right.
This just doesn't even make sense.
Then do it. Definitely won't crash your game.
I don't know how you even thought of this, by the way.
Well, then just do it. Let's see what happens.
Well, okay, wait. I think I'm more comfortable with this one.
All right.
This one's definitely not gonna. I just go swimming mode and pearl
swim
through the water.
Swim mode and pearl at the thing. It has to go through the water, though.
Wait. Actually, before, let me just walk over here.
It's not an item frame. That's what you're thinking.
Okay.
I saw you get trapped by that, though.
So it has to hit the center?
Nah, it just has to hit, I mean, whatever. It's gotta go through the water. Go through the water. That's a little bit awkward.
Donut! Yo, rest in peace, folks, on the donut! Rest in peace,
R.I.P. Donut.
R.I.P. Donut, Donut! Rest in peace, Dr. Donut!
Yo! How does that even make sense?!
I'll show you out
there.
Put the prize bag. Yeah, let's go! You can look at this.
Yeah, come here. Look at this. So, if I use this ghost block generator. And look at these blocks. So, these blocks aren't actually there. And look, I can just walk through them like this, and you can pearl through them.
So, you can. Yeah, you can just pearl right through. Oh, go ahead and right-click them, and it'll, like,
right-click
it'll, like,
them
disappear.
And yeah.
I was scared you were going to right-click when you were, like, inspecting them to see if they were item frames, but...
Oh, there's some, sir.
Isn't that pretty cool?
Don't call me, bro.
Have a good day, Mr. Donut. I'm going to log for you, Crystal.
I don't have crystal stuff. Bye.